So hi, my name is Diana Mastracci, and I'm excited to present to you today GeoHack 19, which is a hackathon that I'm working with together with Stephen and Paola Di Salvo from Geo, as well as John from Geoscience Australia. And so what are hackathons? Hackathons are sprint type of competitions in which anyone from amateurs to computer geeks can get together and... Thank you, yeah. Can get together and create solutions for given challenges. So for GeoHack 19, the data challenges will be co-created by different indigenous communities throughout the world. And so it's part of Geo Week 2019, but it will take place the weekend before to ensure more people will be allowed to attend the event, so November 2 to 4. And it's being sponsored by Geoscience Australia. So why indigenous communities? According to the UN, there are an estimated 50 million indigenous people living around the world. They're spread around 90 countries, and they cover over 80% of the world's biodiversity. And so whilst they constitute a numerical minority, they account for most of the world's cultural diversity, representing over 5,000 different indigenous cultures and speaking 96% of the world's estimated 7,000 languages. So indigenous people over centuries have developed an intimate dynamic knowledge of their land that is traditionally transferred from elders to their younger generation through stories and legends, and so it's expressed orally. And it's expressed during real, concrete, real-life situations. And one of the challenges that indigenous communities are facing is this transfer of knowledge from their elders to the younger generation. And this is because young indigenous people lack real opportunities to spend time with their elders during all their subsistence activities because they have to attend school. For example, in the Arctic, young indigenous communities whilst they are in school during the fall, they miss the observation of the shorefest ice that happens during the fall. So how can we harness the wisdom of the crowd and use free and open access data to broaden the participation of indigenous communities and support local responses to global challenges? If we want to ensure that we leave no one behind, we need inclusive and innovative participatory methods that put the users at the heart of the research process. And that's why we have turned to the collective intelligence of the crowd to understand how we can use free and open access data to broaden the participation of indigenous communities and support local responses to societal challenges. And based on fieldwork conducted among indigenous communities in the Arctic and previous hackathons, we have observed that Earth observation data, as well as ICTs, can have a meaningful impact for young indigenous people if it increases elder youth interaction, as this is how the transfer of knowledge is conducted, is transferred over. Increases cross-cultural communication because they want their young students to have a foot in both the traditional and scientific world, and as well as maintain and strengthen local culture. So based on these needs and recommendations from indigenous leaders, we have launched Geo's Hack, which is a hackathon that will give voice to the data needs of indigenous communities, promote the use of free and open data, and help us to understand the barriers to the access of EO data among indigenous communities. So how will it work? During the months of October, there will be a series of indigenous pre-hackathons in various indigenous communities. Indigenous youth will work together with their elders or cultural leaders to identify local challenges that can be addressed using EO data including satellite imagery, remote sensing, and in situ data, and combining traditional knowledge with science across cultural and generational lines. The community will then select a winning idea that will become part of the main challenge in November. And so during the main event in November, hackers will spend 2 days developing their open source solutions towards one of the challenges presented by the indigenous communities. And the hack team will then present their solutions to the EO community during Geo Week. And to ensure the solutions are culturally relevant, the elders of the indigenous communities will be part of the judging panel. And throughout the challenge, the hackers will be mentored by volunteers. So far, we have mentors from NASA, ESA, Geoscience Australia, the University of Oxford, the University of Michigan, and we hope to have many more as well. And these are the indigenous communities that we're hoping to work with. It's not finalized yet. It's a work in progress at the moment. But we need your help. So if you want to join a culture of collaboration, creativity, and innovation, then please do get in touch. We are looking for mentors in the field of GIS, remote sensing, and climate change adaptation, and mobile app design. And we're also looking for sponsors, as we want to fund indigenous leaders to travel to the summit. And if you love participating in hackathons, or if you have never participated in one and you're dying to, then please do consider participating in GeoHack. And last but not least, if you are at GeoWeek, please consider attending the side event on EO on the world's indigenous people. It will take place on Tuesday, the 5th of November. And the aim of the event is to open a dialogue with the GeoHack community to help achieve enhanced technical capacities of indigenous communities via the GEO umbrella. And we anticipate that the GEO community will benefit from the insight and knowledge of the First Nations and indigenous peoples and gain valuable perspective on how we might collectively achieve our sustainable development goals. And so that's all for me. I don't know if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
So I'd just add that we've been approached by some additional countries in Africa that want to get engaged as well. So it's becoming quite a global community that want to participate in this. Deanna, where'd you go? Is there a place for people to sign up, or is it just a case of emailing you?
At the moment, if you would like to participate, then please just drop me an email.
Okay, thank you.